and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the Explosive One. TNT DINOMIGHT.
That was really aggressive. You really hide behind your computer today.
You want to move closer?
Oh, there he is. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us live today. Twitch.tv, professionalism at its finest, phone going off. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia live. And if you're watching this on YouTube under the Crazy Town Media YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe and notification bell. And if you're just listening on iTunes or Spotify, you're missing our pretty faces. Well, I guess our pretty eyes.
Yeah, I know. Joe, I'm wondering when you're just going to be like, fuck it, let's just do it without the mask.
When you stop being so vulgar, dude.
Are we not swearing on a podcast? Don't you say that.
When you're the one dropping bombs all the time.
We might as well swear on the podcast. I'm never going to monetize the podcast.
Oh, no.
You're seeing behind the scenes. We have these.
Nah, dude. We got to. No, it's cool.
All we do is misinform.
Yeah, dude. We're fakenews.com. I wonder if that's... I'm sure that's the same.
They don't monetize these shows, so...
Anyways,
dude.
Make sure you follow us on social media. If you don't, that's, just follow us on YouTube. That's the best place to do it. Signing out to the folks who can't listen. We don't got closed captions, but we can work on that.
I signed out, fuck.
Well.
So, just in case you can't hear.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. All right. You ready to get in some stories, man? You got some good stuff?
Yeah, I got something, man.
All right, cool. You ready to rock, paper, scissors?
This son of a gun.
Swear this motherfucker.
All right, well, this son of a fuck, actually, before the episode, was like, hey, dude, I could tell you what I'm going to throw now so that when it gets to the game, you know, you can win. Scumbag, dude. Come on, dude. I'm going to win on my own merit. Okay.
Oh, man. Jonas wins again. So, I figured I'd start you're showing your true colors that you definitely are a professionalism with shorts on.
You guys like that?
All right. Figure I'd start out today with a bunch of adults acting like children.
I'm going to leave it up there.
And everybody can just imagine that you got like a tip hanging out the top there.
Just gonna leave it
Those
up
aren't
there.
Just boxers for everyone watching at home. Those are gym shorts.
Yeah, short ones.
All right. So in Lakewood, Colorado...
Damn it.
There was some people at a 7-year-old kid's baseball game.
Okay. I don't know this story.
You're going to want to be ashamed to be alive. So, I'll tell you what the original story said, then I'll tell you I found out some supplemental information.
All right.
So, at the 7-year-old baseball kid's games, they have 13-year-old umpires.
Okay, I mean,
yeah,
sure.
So, like, you know, he's like an older kid, like, but he's calling the game. He wants to learn how to be an umpire.
I mean, an ump has to learn, too, so it's little league umpireism.
Right, exactly. So, at one point, the 13-year-old umpire had to give warnings to the crowd to stop throwing profanities out, like, before he was going to have to start, like, ejecting people.
Oh, so they were swearing at the kids.
So the parents were swearing.
Huh.
From the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said that there was a call that they didn't agree with. So, like any normal adult, what do? They start a fucking brawl, including the coaches.
Mm.
5 men were cited. 3 of them were in their 20s. 2 of them were over 40 years old.
Do we have any names?
They didn't list names. They are trying to identify a man from the video who sucker punched a man and knocked him to the ground from behind.
No! Yeah. I really want to look up some stuff, but I'm going to let it go.
But what... I read another article that I guess was written on a website from like a parent who was at the crowd.
Yeah.
I guess this all started when the coach yelled into the crowd and told a parent to shut the fuck up. And people were like, oh, no, you ain't going to talk to us like that in front of our children. And then it escalated into fisticuffs. But why there was a bunch of people fighting, grown-ass likes to fight guy at a kid's baseball game. The video, like, went around the internet. You see the children, like, running for their lives when the adults are, like, fighting.
We got to do
the
better.
The coach is involved. Parents are involved.
Yo, we got to do better. As a human race, we got to do better.
Like,
than that,
I think it's fucked up that parents, like, get onto the referees or coaches at those sort of things.
Well, I mean, I definitely.
It's one thing to be upset and, like, after the game, go up to the coach and be like, hey, whatever. But to scream from the stands, like, fuck you, buddy. Like, when your kid's, like your little kid is right there, impressionable as hell.
Have you ever been to a little league, midget league, whatever they want to call it?
When I was a kid.
Yeah, but you never.
I used to go and watch my friends play.
No, you never took any kids there?
I never took a child to a little league game.
Okay, I have been to like little midget league football and like little league basketball games.
Okay, like little kids organized basketball and football.
Yeah, and I'm not going to cap, Jonas. The only way you can put up with that type of play is you got to drink a little bit. All right? You either pregame and have the girl drive.
Because it's like trash.
Yeah, dude. Or you just show up and you're already a little toasted anyway. I can kind of understand. I like to heckle the little kids, too. I like to heckle the other team. I never get, like, profane with it.
But just, like, a little, like friendly banter.
Yeah. Like, you remember how we used to do when we used to go to, like, hockey games?
Oh, you try to get the team riled up.
Yeah, you get one guy. I used to pick one guy on a team or on the ice. And I would just
You're not building your case very strongly. First off, with your point, that is a grown ass man. Yeah. You're all like, you find the little redheaded kid running around the field, you're like, no. Your parents adopted you, like yelling shit like that at him, making him cry.
I mean, gingers don't have souls anyway, so you can't hurt them.
Sorry for any gingers watching home. We just lost our ginger fan base.
No, they get it, dude.
Yeah, dude, they get that joke.
No, I never made fun of the kids to the same extent, but I can understand getting riled up and trying to, and then some guy tells you to shut the F up in front of my wife and children. I will slay you, sir. So while I do think it's a bit extreme, I don't know
which side of the story is true.
Some people can't hold their alcohol.
The original story came out that it was like over a blown call by a 13-year-old boy. The second story was about that it was like the coach was swearing. I mean, there was already like profanities being exchanged, and then like the coach was like, the coach probably was like fed up and was probably just like, shut the fuck up. It's like a kid's game. And they were just like, what'd you say? You know, then like likes to bite guy.
I want to see it so bad now.
Yeah, it's all over. It's not like they don't have, they just show it while they're fighting.
I want to see it.
There was like a good chunk of people. There was, had to be at least like 10 people involved. It was weird, dude.
All right, John, look, I want to be honest with you.
Okay.
Just tell me, Jonas, I'm ready. Was it white folk or black folk?
I think they were white kids. White guys. Were you banking on it? No,
Jonas. It's still sad. It is very sad. And it should not happen.
I think they're
but,
white. It wasn't like a, yeah, I don't think it was like all, like a whole black community. No, it was like, yeah.
All right. I can move on.
Oh, you're waiting for it to be like some hood ass shit? Like,
I was a little concerned, Jonas. I'm not going to lie.
You know, this shows how I don't see color. That thought of what race they all were didn't even cross my mind to mention at all.
I know. And you told it in such an ambiguous way. I'm really proud.
I like, because I don't think of it in race terms ever.
I mean, I don't either.
That just shows how truly, like, unracially biased I am. Like, okay. I just was like, yeah, these people are assholes, whatever.
Yeah, thanks, Jonas. I guess I'm a racist then.
We all know it.
I don't know. Oh, never mind. You know what? You know this. Good man.
Wait, what else? So you got another little pop shot.
I'm not going to say it because I don't want to.
You don't come across as racist.
Jonas, you are an ally, and I appreciate your impartial tolerance.
Well, thank you. Is that a backhanded compliment?
No, what?
Okay.
All right, Jonas.
All right, what do we got?
Jonas, I wanted to just ask you a quick question. When you were growing up,
yes,
did you ever have a celebrity crush?
I was never like a big celebrity guy. I mean, I guess when I was like a little kid, I was like, oh, Madonna's cute, because Madonna was like popular,
Fair enough. Mine was actually Halle Berry. Not gonna lie, I definitely had like cut out from magazines.
Oh, wow. You're like late into my 20s. I was still
no, this was like seriously when I was like maybe 11, 12 years
old. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'd actually cut out an image from Esquire of Halle Berry and like put it on my wall.
Yeah, well, anyway. I mean, I had like swimsuit, like Sports Illustrated swimsuit models on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know who was big back then.
Your parents buy you the swimsuit calendar. Cindy Crawford.
Ooh, you're showing your age. Halle Berry's still relevant. Cindy Crawford, not so much.
Oh, Halle Berry is like with a walker.
Oh, yeah, but she's still hot.
Okay.
She could still get it. Anyway.
You said Oprah could get it.
This was a very interesting story I found out about Halle Berry.
Okay.
But it's not really her story.
You know
story.
She's from, like, the hometown.
I'm aware.
Heck yeah, Cleveland Oaks.
Actually, I think one of my friend's mom went to school with her.
Oh, snap.
I think Terrence Howard, whoop that trick guy. Terrence Howard.
Oh,
He's from that area, too.
In the Smollett show.
Yeah, they actually, Empire, they went to the same school.
Did you see the video Smollett they released?
No, but we could.
Okay, sorry. Tangent.
So Halle Berry.
Dude, Halle Berry lives in a good movie.
It's not about her, though. It's about Ronald Eugene Griffin.
Okay.
Apparently this young gentleman, shouldn't even say young, he's an older gentleman, but he was caught in January messing around with Halle Berry's locks to her mansion.
Aw, snap, stalker.
Yeah, a little odd, right? When he was confronted, he said that this was his house and that he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. I live here. He was escorted off the premises.
Yeah.
A couple months later, he shows back up with a locksmith. Tells the locksmith he has the deed for the house. Gets two of the locks changed on her doors. Weird looking at me.
What?
And he even managed to change the title of residence to the house because he truly believed this was his house and not Halle Berry's.
Did he like live there like when he was young and now he's like 90?
Dude, honestly, it's probably mental illness, but there's a chance, Jonas, that he could be from an alternate dimension, and in his dimension, he lived in that house. He really believed it.
Okay.
But it's probably just mental illness.
How do they get the deed changed? It's like a celebrity's house. They don't want to like TNT Dynamite's house and try to change the locks.
I feel like if you tell a convincing enough story, people are just going to believe you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you believe your own lies becomes truth in your head.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's kind of sad. He's currently in jail on $36,000 bond, which is honestly, Jonas, just to approach it from it is kind of fucked up because he's obviously crazy.
Oh yeah,
he needs to be getting help in a mental institution.
Oh yeah,
and
not
locked up because he thought it was his house.
Yeah, for sure.
So hopefully that happens for the guy.
God. Hopefully he gets some help. How old is he?
I don't know. He's probably in his 50s from the picture I saw.
Oh, poor man.
Yeah.
So, Smollett tape. Real quick note.
You were itching to get it.
Dude, forgot. I just happened to come across like a news story. I clicked on it. So, like, they showed like a video of him. Like, I didn't watch much of the video. It started playing. It was him. His face is blurred out.
Yeah.
But there's like a noose. The noose around his neck looks like it was made out of like that clothesline you hang your clothes on in the yard. Like it was like, it looked like it was very thin, whatever. And the cop goes, "You gonna take that noose off?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, I just wanted you guys to see with around my neck." And then he like pulled it. And that's like all I was like, "Oh my god, this guy." I was like,
they know it was fake from the beginning.
Oh yeah, oh, I'm sure. Because he like. It was just so funny. The cop was just like, "You can take that noose off." He was like, "Oh yeah, yeah. I need you guys. I just wanted you guys to see it." Like, around my neck.
It was just like some 100-pound test line,
dude. It was weird, dude. Like, it had
a thin ass chain on.
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, dude. It was weird."
What's weird?
It was. I mean, if it was true, it'd be tragic.
Yeah.
Since it wasn't, it was hurtful.
Yeah, he's an ass.
Yeah.
He's canceled.
Yeah, dude. Is he?
Is he
banned from the mothership?
Oh yeah, I already told you we traded him to you guys.
You can't trade what we don't want.
No, I can trade him to you guys. You guys will take anything.
No,
I didn't mean that like that. Wait a minute, hold on. Other people's land.
Jesus,
sorry, Jonas. I didn't mean that.
It's okay, man.
You're not a colonizer.
I can't help what my mancestors do.
Mancestors.
All right, man.
Yeah.
So, are you, you may not want to disclose this information. Have you ever been an organ donor in your life?
I'm an organ donor now, Joe.
Okay. So, you know, the United States, we have a pretty robust organ donation system.
Yeah.
Citizens volunteer.
Yeah.
When they renew their driver's license to be an organ donor. So if you die, someone else can live on because of your organs, your eyes, your heart.
Yeah, they can have them.
They don't do testicle transplants, but maybe they should look into that too.
Yeah. Take them. Well,
and you know, in the U.S., it's a big long list when you're on that list. It's hundreds of days at minimum that you're waiting for organs because there's so many people that need them. And we have a nice, fair system. China.
Are you being sarcastic here?
No, I'm sure there's like loopholes, but we have a
pretty effort. Like if you pay money, you get it faster.
Allegedly.
Oh, I'm 50 years old and I need this and I have a 401k. I get to live before anybody else.
Yeah, maybe. But guess what? How long the wait is in China?
Well, they have 10 times our population. So.
They said they can guarantee organs within as little as 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sweet. But you know what else is kind of funny about China? They don't have a voluntary organ transplant system, yet they do 60 to 90,000 organ transplants a year.
Hmm.
That got the world community wondering.
Where are you getting these organs
The organs coming from?
Where are you getting them organs from, fam?
Well, it comes to find out is comes they to were... Out. Comes...
No, dude, just continue. Yeah, whatever. I'm sorry.
I misspoke. It's okay. I'm not perfect.
I'm not trying to
They found out that China was harvesting organs of executed prisoners in their jails.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Involuntarily.
I mean, they're prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, you're against fucking fighting to the death, but it's okay to take their organs when they die without their consent?
They're executed.
I was talking about death row inmates. They're going to be executed too.
And do what with them?
Where they could fight each other in a fucking pit of freedom.
Yeah, but if you could, have the prisoners fight after they're dead, I got no problem with it.
Well, they executed them.
Exactly.
I don't know.
If they're executed,
you're walking a fine line.
You're saying exploit living humans. Oh. I'm saying you're dead already. I think everybody should be an organ donor, and we could save space on funeral. Anyway.
Anyways.
Funeral money.
So in 2014,
graveyards.
China was like, all right, we're going to stop doing this.
Why?
Because people were up in arms, dude. It's my body. I'll do what I want, whether I'm alive or dead.
You're already dead, dude. Come on.
So what they were finding out is not only did they not stop.
Good.
They were extracting organs on live prisoners.
Oh, well, okay. Now I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah. And they were dying during the procedure. So basically they've been committing mass genocide.
Jesus Christ.
Of prisoners. For organ transplants, billions of dollars.
Whoa, I was on board until you got there.
It said that they have been sold to Chinese citizens or what they call transplant tourists who come there to get murder organs. I've just dubbed them murder organs. That's not what they call.
I didn't think that was a real thing.
The Chinese president's like, would you like some murder organs?
Because I was getting ready to say that is the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. I knew it couldn't be real.
But yeah, they finally just about, I guess about a week ago, there was an independent council that was like, this is going on for sure. They're basically committing mass genocide.
All right, Jonas. See, once again, this is back to your point. If you're doing it to live people, that's torture. Once you're dead, dude, I feel like everybody should be an organ donor. I honestly would not be mad if the government was like, hey, look, when you die, we're taking your organs. Too many people need them. You don't. We'll keep your skin. If my integumentary system is kept intact and I can still be shoved into a box and look decent, pop some fake eyes in my holes, I'm fine.
Well, a lot of times casket, your eyes are closed anyways. So when your eyes are not...
I mean, you'd notice the lids.
Yeah, well, they put a fucking golf ball in there.
Wow. No, respect my dead corpse, but...
I'll throw a fucking walnut in there.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just an odd culture that we have here in America where we're so fixated on the body when it's dead. And I mean, there's different cultures where they keep the body in the living room and they eat dinner and they have like family time with the dead body for weeks until they put it into the ground. Well, but people can use those organs.
And that's why China doesn't have a voluntary system, because they're really big about burying up someone who died hole or whatever, you know, so they can, whatever, get into the afterlife when they have, like, full organs. And...
So, like, I mean, I get it. I don't know. How do you feel? Would you mind if somebody harvested your organs after you were dead?
They can bring me back to life later, dude? And I don't have a kidney.
Dude, your body's going to start decomposing.
Nah, dude, I'm in that cryo freeze.
Well, I mean, okay, Jonas, I get it. But real life, would you care if people did? You don't have the money to cryo freeze yourself.
Oh, they can just throw me in the dumpster, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I've always said cremate me because it's the cheapest route. But honestly,
you get to spread your ashes somewhere cool, too.
Dude, just fucking...
They're going to take you to, like, Blizzard's headquarters and spread your ashes in the lawn.
What are you trying to say, Jonas?
That you like Overwatch. That's it, dude.
I like video games, yeah, and Overwatch is definitely one of them.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't trying to fucking shame you or nothing. I was just saying.
You better take me to somebody else, dude.
Take me to the shores of Lake Erie and drop me in the mercury-infested waters.
No, dude, just take my ashes and, like, throw them at a stripper or something.
Oh, God. It, like, make it rain TNT dynamite on them. What is that? Oh, it's just my boy. That was his wish. They're like, that's a person?
Take a handful of my ashes and slap a stripper's ass.
Oh,
dude,
that's disgusting. Wow. You like that one, God.
Because I just pictured a handprint.
It's just like... Jesus, God. Save us all. What do you got?
Oh, God, dude. All right, so I don't know if you heard of this, but EA Sports.
Do they make games?
They make games.
Is it in the game?
It might be.
Oh, I heard that was their logo, except for everything that they don't include anymore.
Yeah, especially...
It's in the game, except for everything you gotta buy.
Except for the DLC. And the loot boxes, Jonas.
Those don't exist!
Jonas, loot boxes are everywhere. Lots of countries have actually outlawed them. I do not have a list because I am unprepared.
There's a few. I think Belgium was one.
Yeah, and I think the UK has done it, or they're
going towards it. A lot of countries are talking about it right now. Yeah. Because it's gambling. I don't know, man.
And we had to talk about it on a previous episode. We were talking about, like, the psychology behind it and how it can influence kids. And it's kind of gained a bad rap. It's showing up on the news. It's becoming like a household issue.
Where
people are talking about these loot boxes and how it's basically gambling for your children.
Right, and it may not be, like, I know you may be going, oh, that's not gambling, it's just like a costume, but it could make the kid like that feeling of risking to get something, and then as they get older, then they have gambling problems because it, like, throws back to, like, their Overwatch loot boxes.
Like I said, it's basically a slot machine. The flashing lights are going, and then you might get something. Oh, I got commons and a blue.
Yeah.
And then the lights are going, and you get, oh, I got a legendary, dude. That's the same feeling you would get from winning on a slot machine, really.
Kind of, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right, so, either way, EA, there was an investigation in the UK where the VP of EA's Legal and Government Affairs spoke to the UK Parliament's
I've heard this.
Digital Culture, Media, and Sports Council. And they said that we don't even call them loot boxes. We call them surprise mechanics because they're ethical, they're fun, and it adds an air of surprise that brings delight to the people that play the video games, Jonas.
Surprise mechanics. I've seen that.
Surprise!
There's like a billion surprise mechanic memes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It has exploded on the internet.
It's going really big right now. It's funny, though. I don't know, John. I don't know how you feel about loot boxes. I honestly thought they were pretty...
I've never bought one, ever. I've never spent money on a cosmetic in a video game, ever.
I would be remiss if I said I was not.
I know you have.
But
you were part of the problem.
I don't really value
money.
This
started on Xbox 360 when you could buy fake clothes for your avatar.
Yeah, I used to drip my avatar out. Are you
kidding me? Dripping out your avatar.
My avatar had that drip, fam. What, you got a problem? Look, man. I don't value money to the same extent that most people do. As long as I got enough I live comfortably, dude. I'm not looking for extravagance. And as far as saving it and worried about saving, you're going to be dead. You can't fucking take it with you. So, no. I'm just like, if I want it, I'm going to get it if I can afford it.
Right.
I've lived on $20 a week. And
as long as you can pay your rent at the end of the month?
Exactly. And I've lived $4,000 a month. Whatever. Whatever it is, dude. I'm cool. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Either way. It's like, I actually find that when you're broke and you've been broke.
Oh, yeah. We've all
you've definitely eaten ramen noodles 5 days a week.
You adapt to what you have, man.
Exactly. I find that when I have more money, I don't even know what the fuck to do with it. I'm like, I guess I'll buy some real estate or something.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's what people do.
Yeah.
That's why people rent helicopters and shit, because they're like, well, I just want to ride in a helicopter today.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what I don't like doing. I do not like gambling my money away. So when I looked at loot boxes from the perception of what we were talking about, the whole slot machine and how it's pandering towards children, I'm kind of anti loot boxes, and I love Overwatch. I do, but I get it. I do.
You know, so would you be okay if instead of having loot boxes, they were like, had a giant list. This is all the costumes. This one costs $1. This one costs $3. This one costs $2. And you just paid money for the costumes you wanted.
I think because of the bad rap that loot boxes have right now, that is eventually is what's going to be happening. They've already said that if loot boxes do die out, these companies have to maintain the income that these loot boxes were given. So DLC is going to become a thing, and it's going to be microtransactions of that nature.
Instead of getting like a random item, you can buy what you want, but instead of them being like $1, it may realistically be where it's like $10 for this one skin, because you get what you want. It's not a chance to get what you want.
Overwatch has definitely had some $15, some
$10. That was for cancer research.
It was. They had a $10 emote.
That one was it was money hungry.
Yes, and I mean other people have as well. Fortnite, come on.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a long time too.
V-books, well, yeah, I mean, it's like, and that's why I think, but if you do that, you should make, if you're going to be that laden with loot boxes and charge people, or even laden with like
microtransactions,
yes, make your game free to play. Don't make someone pay $60 and then pay $100 for whatever.
And that's
like, Fortnite is free to play. I agree with their system 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rumors that Destiny's going free to play, and they're going to up their microtransactions. As long as it's not pay to win, if it's pay for cosmetic, I'm all about it, but I will never do it.
Yeah.
I don't care enough about my costume. Mm-hmm. I like the game.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
And I see your point. You're like, I love this game. I want to give back to the game. I'm spending $10 to help the developers of the game out. I get that point, too.
More than 10.
Well, but, yes, I get it. All this rent going to buy me a Mercy skin? Go.
But there's talks of the next generation of consoles having to up the price of the games in order to compete with the up price of making games.
Yeah.
So we're going to be seeing a lot more
DLC. Would rather the game still cost $60 and there just be more DLC. Because I would rather pay $60 for the game and then decide I hate it because I can't sell my digital copy than paying $100 for the game.
If it went up to $70, how would you feel about
that? Yeah, but you're still going to buy DLC, dude.
What if it was $70 with no DLC? I missed the day. I'm not a...
Oh, dude, I hate DLC. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not the... what do you call it? Reminiscent? Purist? Reminiscent. That's the word. I called you it yesterday.
Oh, well, you did call me something yesterday. What did you
call
me?
I'm not the type to reminisce, but I remember the days when you would buy a game and you got the whole damn game. And you got all the costumes if you did things in the game to do it and you didn't pay any money.
Right. That was for the internet, though.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I prefer that model, honestly.
Yeah, dude. I like when they do things that are fun. And
great segue, Jonas.
Yeah.
So read your fucking story.
Nah, dude. I'm just
tight beast. No, go ahead, dude. You're good.
I like when they do things that are fun, like so many DLC.
I'm trying to make it into an argument.
I'm telling you,
it was a throwaway statement. Go, dude. We talked
it was
about
a throwaway. I was continuing that.
Were you?
I was.
No, you were not.
Have you ever had a seagull be your friend?
Jonas, I have a story about a seagull I want to tell now.
All right, go and tell
you
it first.
You fucked it up.
You tell it first.
I remember it was Lil Dynamite Jr., 10, 12 years old, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Riding my bike. I was going to Hills, Jonas.
Oh, this is where the toys are.
You're damn right.
Hills is where the toys are. I wonder if anyone else knows that store. Like, yeah, it was a chain.
Yeah, I'm sure people know what Hills are, Jonas.
Okay.
But they got to be old.
Dude, the popcorn.
I was going to Hills, Jonas. I just got my allowance. I was happy as fuck, Jonas. Rode up to the Hills, got my Cyclops action figure. I was riding back. You know what, Jonas? I had an extra $3. I'm going to stop and get a Whopper.
Uh-oh.
Jonas, I got my got my action figure under my arm. I got my Whopper in my hand. I'm riding my bike.
How, with no hands? All the way? Just, I mean, I can ride my bike with no hands, but not all the way.
I'm riding my bike. I'm eating a sandwich, Jonas. I noticed some seagulls. I'm like, you know, I don't want to be a good guy. Take the tomato off my sandwich. Toss it to the seagulls.
Littered?
Just, they ate it. Jonas, okay. Seagull. So I toss the tomato to the pickles. I'm like, that's for you. Or to the
pickles.
To the seagulls. And I'm like, that's for you, little buddy. Start eating my sandwich, Jonas. A seagull flies over my head. Then another. Then another. They start snatching at my sandwich, Jonas.
No shit.
They started snatching at my sandwich. What do I do? Do I save the art? Do I save the precious artifact, Cyclops?
Okay.
Or do I save the sandwich? I toss the sandwich, Jonas, and I ride off into the sunset.
How much of that sandwich you get to eat?
It was like 4 bites.
Oh,
dude.
My.
So mad.
Moral of that story is don't be good to anyone. And only take care of yourself.
Hell yeah. All for me. All
right, this story about seagulls is brought to you by Hills. It's where the toys are.
And Burger King.
And Burger King. Home of the Whopper. This happened in England.
Uh-huh.
Two people, Roy and Brenda Picard, 71 and 77 years old.
Want to not make a Star Trek joke?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do
John Luke?
Nope. I'm not
so
do it.
They had a couple seagulls drop a little couple baby gulls on the roof.
Drop a little couple baby gulls?
A little couple baby gulls.
Aww.
Right on their roof.
All
right,
cool.
So they nested on the roof, and they have two seagull chicks nested up there. Well, there's just a problem with that.
What was the problem with that?
Every time they left their house, they were attacked by the seagulls.
Wait, what? Really?
They said that they were held hostage for more than 6 days in their house.
What?
One time, Roy left the house. He got a bloody head wound so bad he had to go to the hospital because a seagull, like, attacked him and cut his head open.
What?
And here's the most fucked up part. This type of seagull, once they start to nest, they're protected by federal law. They cannot move the nest.
Are you waiting? No.
They said that the authorities in England had come to their house. They're aware of the story. But they're protected by law, and they cannot mess with a nest once they nest. Because they must be endangered or something. It didn't say why.
Yeah, they're in some real danger. You nest
so
in my crib.
So it said, luckily, they had an attached garage. So what they could do is they could go into the garage with the door closed, get into the car, open the door, drive out, and go away. Because like to get his wife's sick. Mm-hmm. So they've made arrangements to get her to the doctor and stuff due to this issue. But they didn't have any update about how long this went on. So like when they 32 years later. But when they leave, they had to leave the garage door open. So like when they'd come back, it'd be like a fight to like get the garage door closed.
Because,
wow. Because the seagulls are aggressive, dude.
Wow.
Yeah,
they steal your sandwiches.
And you know what's really fucked up is I was going to say that I've never realized seagulls could be so aggressive until you told the story.
That is right, a real story, dude.
That they ate the Whopper out of your fucking hand.
Dude, they didn't give a fuck if I was a human or not. They was like, that's my Whopper now, bitch. They jumped me, dude.
Yeah, dude. So, I don't know, like, would you risk the jail time and fuck them birds up or what?
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, the nest fell out of my house overnight.
Yeah, somebody like, what, is somebody staking out this fucking nest? Dude, I'm fucking them birds
I'd
up.
I'd get a hard hat and a catcher's mask.
And a bat?
And a bat. I'd get Batman.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a bat is in order. Nah, dude, you're not going to. Look, man, I got no problems with wildlife and I endangered animals. I'm all for you, you know what I'm saying? But you come to my home, dude, and that's when it's over.
Yeah, it's kind of, imagine it'd be like the same thing. Like, I'll never hit a woman unless she's trying to kill me. Like, I'll never attack an animal unless that motherfucker's trying to attack me.
Amen.
I'll grab my goddamn seagull head, goddamn seagull neck, dude.
Jonas, I'd never hit a woman unless 2019. No, I agree, though.
Right.
Like I said, mice, adorable in the pet store. Look at the cute mouse. In the house,
yeah.
It's a freaking war.
Yeah,
it's
dude. Any, war. Like, okay, it's fair game. Anything that's trying to kill me,
or in my house.
I will attack. Well, no, you're just going to attack a woman because she's in your house?
Well, no, I'm not talking. We're not talking about women. We're talking about invasive species.
I'm literally talking about anything.
I'm talking about invasive species.
Dude, so if like a 7-year-old boy tried to kill you in your house.
Yeah, dude, the little motherfucker's dead. Fuck you. You tell me a 7-year-old with a gun is right here? It's me or him, officer. It's me or him.
That story would go over really well. This kid came in with a gun, man. I swear to God.
They see my 6'3" ass standing over the 7-year-old corpse with a gun. Swear to God, dude. It was me or him.
Man, he was trying to rob me. Real talk. Yeah, dude. But animals in the house, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind spiders outside. Spider in the house got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Anything in my house that ain't welcome is an enemy.
You ain't welcome.
Yeah, dude.
Tell him, Jonas.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Quit trying to fucking rile me up.
I'm not riling you up, dude. I want you to get
angry. I'm not goddamn going to get my ass.
I'm waiting for it to come out, Jonas.
Nah, dude. It ain't ever going to come out.
I got a little hood in me. You got a little...
No.
No neck
there's,
at all?
There's no racism. No.
I want you to say that you, I swear, from Puerto Rican came in here.
Jesus Christ. No, man, I got some neck in there, I guess. It's more like, it's not, I guess it's not really neck, it's more like hood, dude, like doing shit like toasting bread in the toaster and then melting cheese in the microwave in between, like, that ain't really redneck shit, that's kind of just like general hood shit, not like any sort, it's just like... Poor people shit.
Okay,
white yeah. people, black people.
Which that is the case.
It's more, and I consider that more hood yeah. than anything. Like, yeah. But I ain't gonna go out in like a fucking flannel shirt and fucking raisin rope a bronco.
Raisin rope a bronco. Well, but would you do meth?
Nope.
Well.
Yeah, I do hate my teeth.
That was a good story, Jonas.
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up. I thought it was crazy.
I like that. And hey, Jonas, since this seems to be our animal episode, we're talking a lot about animals. Aren't we? Didn't I talk about... No, we talked about loot boxes. Never
mind. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
You have another animal story?
No.
Okay, well, fuck you, I do.
I have another one?
I got another animal story.
We literally talked one story about animals. And now it's the animal episode.
That's the name, Jonas. That's the name.
The animal episode. No one's going to click on that. Like, I fucking hate animals.
All right, Jonas. I want to talk about attack animals.
Attack animals?
Yeah.
Like
usually, you know, when you think of an attack animal, what do you think of?
Like animals that attack?
Yeah.
Or like you like, in the wilderness? Like
trained attack animals.
Oh, like a dog, yeah.
Like a dog.
Wouldn't hawk. If you're watching Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, I do got a hawk and a seagull, I guess.
Yeah, apparently. Seagulls do. They love whoppers and
I've also seen people with pet big cats like lynxes, and they would even use those for protective purposes.
I feel like that is a bad idea.
Yeah, probably. And like hyenas, you've seen like the guys in like those the islands, Jamaica or whatever, they have like pet hyenas.
No, dude, I've never. Nope.
I've seen the shit.
Yeah, you know, one dude had a pet jaguar. You know, just hangs out, sleeps in his lap.
Who was it? Mike Tyson had a pet tiger for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He never got.
He also
bit.
Has a fucking giant face tattoo before they were cool too.
What do you think, that protect him against tiger bites?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it just shows this amount of stability.
All right. Well, Limestone County, Alabama, Florida.
Ooh. Is this really Alabama or
it's
Florida?
It's really Alabama.
Ooh, let me think. What animal would be an attack? Goat.
Good guess, but no, not okay. quite. All right. Give me one more. More
pig.
Ooh, you went smaller.
Attack four.
Pigs are fucking vicious too.
Yeah,
close. You went smaller. I appreciate that, but not quite. It's an attack squirrel. Okay, so police invade or raided a man's home, and they found a caged squirrel with meth on the table in front of it, and of course they arrested the men inside. And they looked
for the
at
meth the squirrel.
The men, not the squirrel.
No, they arrested him for the meth.
Well, yeah, for the meth.
Okay,
it is illegal to own a squirrel in Alabama.
Okay, well. Cool. I just wanted.
But they arrested him because of the meth. And then the police released a story that said a criminal has a squirrel that he has been feeding meth to keep it fucking wily, and it's an attack squirrel.
But, like, it listens?
It listens.
That's on meth? People on meth don't listen. How's a squirrel on meth going to listen to shit?
Very true. The only reason that they said this is because when they caught the squirrel and they were getting ready to release it, it was acting twitchy and pensive.
Withdraw?
But isn't that what a squirrel acts like anyway?
Oh, yeah, just kind of like jolt around.
And here's a little kicker, Jonas. Do you seriously think that they did a blood test on the squirrel to see if he was feeding it meth?
Probably not. I think he probably would die.
So the police released a story saying that this man was abusing this animal.
Oh, God.
Really just to make him seem like a bad guy. Now,
he had a bunch of meth. He's not the best guy.
There's more to the story.
Oh, shit.
So mind you, this man, Mickey Polk, his rap sheet included robbery, burglary, drug possession, domestic violence, a lot of different charges.
All in one day?
Wouldn't that be impressive?
One hell of a day, folks.
Wouldn't that be impressive? But it turns out that the house wasn't even his. Apparently, he had decided to turn his life around. He was slowly moving his stuff to his new residence out of the friend who was still on the meth. No, I don't know for sure if he was still doing meth himself, but he was trying to turn his life around. And he had left the squirrel there because the new place he lived had cats. He didn't want to take the squirrel with him. But he was remiss once he was released by cops that people had this idea that he was an animal abuser.
Oh, my God.
So he goes on his own. He shows up for the Wall Street Journal. He does an interview where he talks about how he got this squirrel when it was a baby. There are actually pictures of him with this tiny fetal squirrel in his hand, umbilical cord still attached, and he's feeding it with an eyedropper. He nursed the squirrel from baby to adult. When he was finally released...
Feeding him meth as a baby?
No, Jonas. He was feeding him food, Jonas.
Oh, okay.
The squirrel wouldn't last very long if he fed it meth.
Who knows, man? He got a nectar of the gods.
So he fed the squirrel from baby to adult. When he was released, he went back, and there was a screaming coming from the trees outside of this apartment where the police had released the squirrel. Turned out it was his squirrel. Immediately came down the tree, runs up him, reunited with his squirrel. The squirrel was his pet. Can you guess the squirrel's name?
Pet squirrel?
D's Nuts. And good old D's Nuts and Mickey Polk are together today. He says that he has never abused this animal, and there are pictures of him just playing with the squirrel. He says that D's Nuts is his best friend. He says he loves D's Nuts, Jonas. He says that playing with these nuts is more fun than playing with regular people.
did what's his name get out to you the other day? These nuts.
Got him. But it just goes to show that the police kind of warped the story. He wasn't, I don't know if he's going to be brought up on charges, but the mugshot was crazy. His Facebook profile picture, he still got like facial tattoos, and he's definitely got a scattered past. But
he loves that squirrel.
I love him, a man of a squirrel.
It only shows you cannot get between a man and these nuts.
You damn right, Jonas.
All right, got a real quick, and I want to touch base on before we end the podcast today.
Oh, is this the other guy? No, the story about the.
Yes. Illinois has become the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana.
America, I could not be more proud of you.
The Washington, D.C.?
America.
Colorado.
America.
Washington.
America.
Alaska. Oregon. America. California. America. Massachusetts. America. Maine. Nevada.
America.
Michigan.
America.
And Vermont. 11.
All America.
More than 20% of the states have recreational marijuana.
Fuck you, Florida.
Only 17 states do not have recreational or medical.
Florida and Texas, one of
Florida
them.
Florida is, I think, one of them has medical. Mm. Texas.
Oh, yeah, they did do that right before.
Texas is definitely marijuana Nazis.
No, dude, we're a MAGA state.
So, Jesus.
What?
Except for our city.
This MAGA country.
Except for, like, where we live.
Yeah.
The
place.
We're like the heart of it all. The blue heart and the red state, they say. I'm just saying what they say.
No, dude, you're good. Dude, keep it going. I'm just sitting back and enjoying
it. Yeah, dude, you know what? Little by little, I think for sure in our lifetime, we're going to see marijuana legalized across the United States. It's going to help our country tremendously to make money, hopefully lower our national debt.
Yeah.
Because the whole campaign to legalize it or make it illegal back in the day was really just a propaganda campaign.
And it was expensive.
Right. So back then, it literally was just like some guy built the whole world up to think it was terrible.
Yeah. It was a way to raise taxes, essentially.
And so, you know, it reminds me, like, I think what's going to happen with this is kind of like what happened with gay marriage. Like, everyone was really for gay marriage. It was like, it was really controversial. And then all of a sudden, one day, the federal government was just like, hey, gay marriage is legal. So, like, out of nowhere, which is great for the whole country. So I think, like, one day, all of a sudden, they're just going to be like, pot's legal everywhere. Let's do it. Yeah,
except one is a recreational plant, Jonas, and one is my God-given right as a human to choose who I love.
So, like, but every other plant in the world, we can do what we want with.
I just don't
It's like, a God-given plant.
I mean, if somebody said, Jonas, you can no longer date women. Or, Jonas, wow, you can no longer use oregano. Which one's going to sting a little bit more to you, huh?
Ooh,
okay.
I love my seasonings. Tell me, like, no cilantro?
They're similar but different, my man.
Yeah, but they're both God-given rights, man.
One is an injustice to a certain people based on their preference. One is an injustice because you said I can't use
something that grows in the ground.
Yeah, it's a plant. But there's other plants.
Yeah, dude. Which one are you going to smoke to get high?
Carrot
stalks?
Can't wait to get my hands on some kratom leaf.
Some banana leaves. Bro, I love a big old fat, big old fatty tobacco. And a nooner leaf.
Some Sabbatia divinarum. Yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
Fuck those.
So, yeah, shit. I just thought that happened today, I think, actually. And so that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. It's interesting because I just remember being younger, and the thought of any marijuana being legalized anywhere was a fart in the wind, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. It is, you know, it's progression, man. The times are changing. And honestly, I have to say that if you're one of those people that disagree with the changing times, sorry, motherfucker. It ain't going to stop for you.
You know what, dude?
Not going
to
stop.
I will take gay marriage and pot being legal over people being able to say, like, bullshit that's really fucked up to say about people. Because people are more tolerant about, like, fucking homophobic slurs and all this other shit.
Yeah.
And now that shit's, like, getting pushed away. And
Which
now, like,
it should.
But now, yeah, exactly. Now we're bringing in gay marriage and legal marijuana and shit like that. Like, I'm all for that, man.
Yeah, man. It's called we live in a society, and society changes over time as they become more accepting of the people who build up that society. And like I said, if you got a problem with it, sorry, it's not going to stop.
That's actually a really good point, dude, because, you know, that I never really thought of it like that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, back in the day when, like, there was slaves and women had no rights and all this, everyone was like, everyone only wanted to hear the opinion of, like, the white male. But yeah, then as, like, slavery ended and blacks came in and started, like, adding to the community and becoming and doing things with and women started doing now.
Call, like, that integration.
So, yeah. But slowly more and more people were like, oh, they're just the same as us. They're adding to the community. They're making things better. You know, like gays. Oh, they're just the same as everybody else.
Homosexuals.
Homosexuals, whatever.
Jesus.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm trying to make a point.
But
as people realize that they have worth, because they do, it's like then everyone's like, oh, well, then it's not like a big deal anymore.
And then if you go even further back on the timeline, Jonas, there was a time where we used to make people fight to the death. And if a king didn't like you, he would just have you beheaded because of something you said. If you go back far enough, man, we started out as just primal pieces of shit, and we've become what we are today. I don't know how you could be against human evolution.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, that's true. Yeah, we went from like...
Whether you like the fact that you can't say what you used to say or do the things you used to do, the winds are changing, man. You can go back and go fight in the Coliseum. I'll be smoking a joint with a homosexual.
Or a gay, as I said accidentally. I didn't mean it like that. All right. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Yep.
Follow us on twitch.tv/crazytownmedialive, YouTube, Crazy Town Media, sub, and notify yourself when we put out new content. If you're listening only without the video, you're missing out. But Spotify and iTunes, that's where you can do that. For Jonas,
and TNT Dynamite.
Dynamite over here.
And Testicles.
We are out.